Trans activist accused of sexual assault offers hormones to youth across state lines. By Spencer Lindquist on August 10, 2022. A transgender activist who has pledged to send prescription hormones to youth across state lines has been accused of sexual assault by multiple alleged victims. Eli Ehrlich, a transgender activist and PhD candidate at the University of California, Santa Cruz, has pledged to send prescription hormone therapy drugs across state lines to youth who cannot legally obtain them, Breitbart News reported. Breitbart News noted that Ehrlich said, "If you need hormones, I'm working with a distribution network to get you access. In addition to everything is free, no questions asked. We have hundreds of doses of testosterone, estradiol, and spironolactone available right now. All are prescribed by doctors and unused, and DM me if you need HRT." According to the United States Department of Justice, it is illegal to use prescription drugs without a valid prescription or to distribute them. A video has since been found in which Ehrlich says every month, "For the past several years, I ordered a double dose of hormones and testosterone blockers. I save all the extra pills for my best friends, my closest lovers. I just hope these little pills can bring some joy into their lives." But sending prescription drugs to minors across state lines may be just one of multiple illegal actions taken by Ehrlich, who has also been accused of leveraging his stature as an activist to engage in rape and sexual assault. It was recently revealed that Ehrlich has been accused of sexual assault by multiple different alleged victims, some of whom are younger than him. Ehrlich launched a pro-trans activist organization called Trans Student Education Resources, TSER, when he was just 16 years old. A thorough post on social media site Tumblr, archived here, lays out a story of abuse, complete with screenshots from text message exchanges between Ehrlich and the individual claiming to have been victimized by him. "The alleged victim refers to Ehrlich as a rapist and an abuser who is trying to silence my testimony of her violence against me." The post accuses Ehrlich unambiguously, saying Ehrlich raped me and continued to emotionally manipulate me into an abusive polyamorous relationship. The harrowing post goes on to say, "I know that when Eli has an ounce of power over someone, she will abuse that power and exploit their body." The post even claims, "When I confronted her about the countless ways she abused and raped me, she has acknowledged that she had done these things and even agreed with me that she was a danger to our communities." The post alleges that Ehrlich is someone who literally keeps a scorebook of her conquests, originally titled the 100 List, with the intention of expanding her conquest goals each time she met them. Eli views the bodies she is intimate with as tallies in her book of conquests to do whatever she wants to. The archived post includes text messages between the two. Ehrlich does not deny allegations of assault in the text message screenshots. He does, however, say, "I don't deserve your emotional labor or trust. You should protect yourself." He also says, "I've become so horrified with my own actions and I am guilty and have no way of escaping it." Ehrlich would go on to remove the alleged victim from the Zer Facebook page, though the allegations would go on to be shared on the page by Zer's co-founder Alex Sanilo. This is just one of several allegations against Ehrlich. Several others spoke out on social media with similar allegations against Ehrlich. One individual, claiming to have been victimized by Ehrlich, says, "Eli cannot be trusted with our communities or our youth." One media outlet, which previously published a story written by Ehrlich, cut ties with the activist over the allegations. It has been reported that one of Ehrlich's alleged victims has since committed suicide less than 3 years after publicly detailing the story of sexual assault. According to his LinkedIn profile, the alleged rapist also spent 6 years working with the Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network, GLSEN, to create more effective methods of establishing safe schools for LGBTQ students. In this role, he also created outreach for transgender students. GLSEN works directly with children in K-12 schools. GLSEN exists to embed leftist gender theory in American K-12 schools and has received support from AmeriCorps, Breitbart News uncovered. The activist, who has allegedly used his status within the transgender movement to groom, rape and sexually abuse younger activists, has attacked the term groomer, even going so far as to argue that those who use the term are employing the rhetoric of the Nazis. The term has been used by those on the right to describe members of the transgender movement who have groomed youth for abuse or to adopt a specific sexual or gender identity. Ehrlich has attempted to cast himself as an advocate for youth, claiming that the word directly targets queer and trans children. The alleged rapist also posted a meme on Facebook with the caption "Defend gender expansive kids at all costs." Breitbart News did not receive a response to an inquiry for this article, which asked the activist if he works with children or minors in his current role and whether or not he denies the allegations of rape and sexual assault. Breitbart News also inquired about his opposition to the term groomer in light of the allegations against him. In a request for comment for a previous article, Ehrlich told Breitbart News, "Sorry, I don't speak to fascists," refusing to provide further comment or answer any of the inquiries pertaining to his effort to send prescription drugs to children across state lines. Ehrlich first gained notoriety when he became the first person under 18 years old to be approved by his insurance company for sex reassignment surgery. The alleged sexual abuser is a prominent transgender activist that has been propped up by the legacy media. Ehrlich has been featured on CNN, BuzzFeed, Rolling Stone, USA Today, and The New York Times. Ehrlich has also been called one of the new faces of feminism by Teen Vogue. Breitbart News did not receive a response to a media inquiry sent to the University of California Santa Cruz Department of Feminist Studies as well as multiple public relations personnel. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Slindquist@Breitbart.com.